Hello, everybody. This is Thorsten.
Hi, it's Michael.
Hello, Florian here.
Hello.
Hey, Florian. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Thorsten.
Hello, this is Charles speaking.
Hi, Charles.
Hello, Florian. Hello, Michael. Happy Easter, everyone.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Looking at the weather here, at least.
Still snow there, or what?
It melted slightly over the last days, but they forecast more snow and then staying cold until the middle of April, so let's see.
Nice. It's got some cross-country skis.
Building snowmen and drinking Glock. Andreas sent me a message. He will be late by a few minutes, but since he's not representing anyone, that's not a real blocker. And the agenda looks invitingly short, which is good.
I have a number of points. Let me see if how many of them are public. We got the annual report there on the agenda.
I think Andreas put it there.
Brilliant.
At least there's nothing from my side. I'm working on it, and
I'd like to know what the fundraising amounts were in the end when we updated Thermometer last. I tried to look at it, but I see it's gone.
You know, you mean since October?
Sure. Well, whatever we were tracking the thermometer until it went.
Must be roughly. I can look it up in detail, but it must be roughly 70,000-80,000 euro, I'd say. I think we had 40k, maybe even a bit more. That's not including SPI. We had some spending, so we had in October 40,000 something on the account. And now we're at 125,000.
Okay.
Yeah, more. 80, 90. Yeah, roughly.
125k of spending cash. Yeah?
Sorry?
125k to wisely disperse in 2013, yeah?
Basically, yes. The only thing to subtract is the reserve of 15k. But the rest should be factored in the budget.
50k is a reserve on top of the 50k of whatever we have? Or
sorry, 15k
okay.
Out of the 125 is just for, you know, legal or whatever, just
the
reserve.
Yeah, we don't want to get down to zero, sure. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. The 50,000 are not counted in at all.
Sure. Okay, sounds good. Good to know. What else? Who else do we have? Are we Quora at all?
Olivier is trying to dial in. Or using Skype, so it's pain.
I've joined as well, Colin.
Ah, Quillon. Hey. Good to hear.
Hello, Colin.
Little Colin. What else? Alterway. I'm a bit worried about the website and what the story is with the website stuff, so it'd be interesting to get to the bottom of what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Charles, are you with us?
Yes.
Oh. What's the story with the
trying
website?
To get Olivier in.
Okay.
He's having issues with Skype. Skype sucks.
Hello, Italo speaking.
Hello, Italo.
Hello,
welcome.
Guess I have to call Olivier and bring him in the call via an internal conference. Just let me see. Let's wait 1 more minute for Olivier to reply, otherwise let's start. I'll quickly dial Olivier and dial back in. Should take no longer than a minute.
What is the job with donation confirmations, and or how does that work? Why is that a human task?
I'm finishing the cut and paste.
Hello?
Hello, Andreas.
Document.
Hello, this is
Olivier, does it work?
Hi, Olivier.
Michael, because the input data is in quite a bad shape. It's sometimes scanned bank statements, sometimes garbled addresses, and lots of manual work there.
Scanned bank statements?
Yes.
Okay, so...
And money
shall we
orders,
start?
Money orders that people hand in with handwriting, so the bank somehow not mangles that. Bring input.
Okay. I don't understand that concept, but... Yeah.
Italo or Charles, can one of you do the minutes?
I'm actually taking the minutes of the Open and River Association at the moment we're speaking. Sorry.
Italo, would you have time for that?
No, I cannot. I'm not at a keyboard. I'm from my mobile phone. Sorry. I'm just
Olivier?
Out of a meeting and back in a meeting in a few minutes.
Olivier, could you do?
Take the minutes?
Yep.
Okay, I'll take the minutes.
Thanks a lot. Okay. So, sorry if you have a random coughing. I'm still not totally healthy, but if I mute myself, I also mute Olivier, and I don't want to do that. So, Olivier, you ready?
Yes.
Okay,
so let's start.
Yes, let's start. Keeper of the minutes is you. session chair is me. Then who do we have in the call? We have Olivier, we have Michael, we have Thorsten, Charles, Italo, Quaylen, myself, and Andreas.
Yeah. With Thorsten, Quaylen.
Sorry, I'm reading out again. We have Olivier, we have Michael, we have Thorsten, we have Charles, Italo,
yeah.
Quaylen,
yeah.
Florian, and Andreas.
Okay, so 8 person in the call.
Exactly, and 7 votes. Or Andreas? No, you obviously don't represent anyone. The full board is here. Cool. Okay, so no representation. Chairman, deputy are here. We have quorum. Have 7 votes, and we need 4 positive votes for approval. And minutes published, all that fits. Charles, Facebook Ads project, I guess you added this.
Yes. Going to discuss this.
But first on the agenda.
Yes. Okay, so that discussion started in 2012. So the idea is to basically fund a Facebook campaign.
You're a bit quiet, Charles. Is it possible to speak up somehow?
Oh, sorry. Is it better that way?
Yep.
Okay. So as I was saying, the Facebook campaign is really about funding basically funding an ad campaign inside the Facebook network, pointing to our LibreOffice official page, knowing that there is really no other practical way to do any sort of ad there. So I was envisioning, after having studied the terms and how those Facebook ads work, I was envisioning essentially funding a maximum of 30 euros per day over a month. So that would be my initial proposal. This is budgeted inside the marketing budget, the existing one. And I would basically like to move forward on this, knowing that at the end of that month, we will have, hopefully, enough data and, both in terms of the Facebook dashboard itself and in terms of, downloads on our website to basically analyze whether these things are useful or not.
Mm-hmm. What I would propose is, but it's a technical detail, to use a special URL so we can immediately find out those who reach the website via Facebook. I think that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, first we do start by Facebook, knowing that it has a specific idiosyncrasy, it's a specific network, et cetera, et cetera. I believe that each of these networks are different. I mean, Google Ads, they work in a different way. They work on the open web. Facebook is a network. So,
Sounds good. So you would like to advertise basically LibreOffice to, or as a download, if I get it right.
So we would like to advertise LibreOffice, but really when you click on the ads itself, it takes you to a Facebook page. So I need everybody to understand this. This is the way these ads work.
I mean, if it makes sense from a marketing perspective, sure, give it a try.
I mean, it's really an experiment. I don't think that, month we would have all the necessary data. Let's try it for a month. Don't go for 3 months and burn everything. Let's just try it for a month, $30, and let's see where $30 per day. Let's see where it takes us.
Sounds good to me.
Would be fine for me.
Why are we discussing it?
Okay.
Let's just do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we don't need to vote on that formally. I think it's enough if budget holders. That means Charles and Italo approve it. And that's it.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, we have to make a try on this kind of stuff. Otherwise, We never know how the people react. And I think that then, after Facebook, we might try to do something similar on LinkedIn or on other networks to see which one is more effective.
So, Thorsten, for the formalities, I think it's enough if either Charles or Italo post a proposal to the treasurer list and the other one approves, or to the board discuss list, and that's it?
Yep.
Just the board discuss list, yes.
I mean, yeah. We can certainly also do that in the call minutes. I mean, as long as it's somehow the decision is just blocked.
Good point.
Whatever works for you.
It's the easiest one, indeed. Sorry, I was blind. So, Charles Italo, you're happy to spend $900 on that?
Yes.
Out of the marketing budget, of course.
Yeah.
No, out of your own pocket, Florian. What do you think?
Yeah. Okay. Then let's give it a try. You just have to check whether Facebook can put the money from the bank account, whether we have to use a credit card or how it works. I have no clue. Oh, PayPal, probably.
Yeah, I'll go into that. I think I remember something with a credit card or PayPal, but I'll let you know very quickly.
How are we going
to
make
from what I know, it's locked to one account.
There are good metrics to see what click rate we get, are there?
In theory, yes, because after the campaign, you're supposed to receive, all the necessary data, and Facebook sends you the report, et cetera, et cetera. I do not know what is the quality of that report, but, we'll see. I mean, to me, I'm not so much, the report itself is important. I'm more interested in seeing whether we have a spike on the Facebook page, whether that translates into a spike in our own download stats, et cetera. I'm interested in the effects themselves.
Yeah, of course. But we need some way to measure them.
Charles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Charles, is this campaign going to run globally or it's by region?
I basically have, I didn't configure it yet, but I've seen that the default mode, so to speak, I mean, you can configure this by region, but I would go for a global campaign. And there's just a population target that I need to fine tune. I discussed this a bit over on the marketing list, so let's see.
And how much is the cost expected for this campaign in Facebook?
€30 per day over a month.
Yeah, they stop showing the ad once you reach the €30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's a per click cost.
Okay, I think we can move on if there are no further questions. Let's give it a try. I'm looking forward to the results of this.
Just to add in, I joined 6 minutes ago.
Hi. Hi, Björn. The second item, Hackfest calendar, who added this?
Wait. I think I did. Wait a minute.
No clue what it's about.
I did, yes. Just wanted to... Actually, I don't exactly remember what I wanted to ask. It was more like a question. Yes, I have seen basically that several of us have actually already scheduled specific Hackfest. I have one Hackfest in Paris that I still need to schedule. I will have more news on Friday, hopefully. My question is this. Do we have, I'd say, enough budget in general to, just reimburse people's travel expense for each of these hackfests? It's just that I'm impressed by the number of hackfests that we're having.
It's a good point. Question is which budget to take. So in general, I'd say yes, because that's one of the main expenses we have, and I think it fits either into marketing, into QA development. We have to see. We're getting a continuous stream of donations incoming. And if I'm not mistaken, the last Hackfest weren't overly expensive, to be honest. So we have factored much more money in than we spent in the end. But of course we need concrete numbers on that. Oh, hi, hello. So we would need concrete numbers on that, but...
If I remember correctly, Dresden was essentially free for us, right?
Possible?
Oops, sorry, what?
Dresden? Not free. Not completely free.
Could you repeat? I was somehow deeply into Concordis trouble.
Oh, gosh.
So we were at Hackfest costs.
Hackfest? Zero. Well, almost.
Okay.
$20, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Mine.
I have not get any response from Dresden at the moment. So, I don't know.
We should still block about that. I think I should probably just type something up and get some official TDF draft block posts going by tonight.
Please, I'm waiting for that, for the photos. if we run into trouble with the money for the Hackfest, we should
blame it on Cyprus.
Worry about that later. But if we run into trouble having too many people wanting to go to Hamburg, we should maybe ask them to go to one of the other Hackfests to bootstrap those. But yeah, let's worry about that if we have the problem to be too popular.
But I think it should work out. I mean, we were getting donations in and want to start a new fundraiser soon, so I wouldn't be overly worried, to be honest. Okay. Anything else on that point, or can we move on? Okay, for the annual report, Andreas, in contrast to what I said before, let's talk about it in a private call. It might be a bit easier for the moment.
Okay.
If that's okay. Anything else for the public call?
I have two things. One is about the one thing that I've got in at Postcon. We're reading from them, they is related to access. So the people there, although Colombia is a little bit, it's not a large city, but the Postcon is a very good conference. I've had dinner with a number of important people, and meeting them, there were also Jim Jagielski, the Bogan Nichols, the journalist, and Bidei Gabi, good conference in terms of contents, very good speaker panel, and they have seen that we are organizing access in Europe, and they just launched the idea that they will be interested in hosting access in Colombia, sometimes at any time during autumn or any time during next year. They have this large IT-ology organization, which is connected to several large universities in the, let's say, mid-south United States. And they, apart of course from from the cost of people, flying people there, they would organize everything on their own. So they offer the space, they have very nice facilities, good Wi-Fi, and I think it's something that we can we can consider. I promised to the to Todd, the chair of POSCON, kind of email in a couple of weeks, and just to give him a feedback about that. And I think we can you can everyone can think about it. I'm going to write a report about my U.S. trip sometime next week. I'm very busy until next Tuesday. And I will mention this. It might be a very good opportunity because they have the facility to publicize it. They have the connections. So I think it's an interesting proposal on that side. And this for the United States. And second thing, yesterday I had a phone call with one of the largest SAP customers in Italy who is willing to migrate to LibreOffice. And they've done all the testing and actually...
Italo, sorry. Would you like to maybe take this in private?
Okay. We can discuss this in private, okay?
Yeah. Okay. We were getting... is there anything else, Italo?
No.
I have a few concerns. One is about the donation confirmations and or whether we can stop them donating small sums of money that create more work than benefit. And another is about paying for some website development and what the tasks we need done there are. I know what we think about this topic.
We may be talking, Michael, on the website thing, I think we may be talking about different things. I'm not the one, I mean, I've heard one specific proposal to accomplish one specific task on the website, on a paid basis. I was rather coming from the design overhaul of the website with the Saudi team and the French team, which is different, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Let's
be cautious.
Oh, completely. So the thing I'm thinking about is fixing a number of sort of programmatic problems that have been there for a long time and just haven't been addressed. So I don't know what you're thinking of, Charles, but no doubt there's plenty to do. The website seems a bit of a mess.
Yeah, so we basically have two teams, the French team who had previously done the front page, as well as the Saudi team from KSST, and both happen to have the will to help with the redesign of the website. We're not talking about a change of platform, not talking about a change of server stripe or anything.
Mm-hmm.
We just basically are speaking about CSS, helping out a little bit of the content. Obviously, content is something that they don't have to manage, but, you know, so let's see. At least from the French team, I understand that the guy who's in charge of this will soon come back. He was badly hit in a car accident. A bike accident. Nothing too critical, but just enough to flunk him aside for a few weeks.
Okay.
But they'll be able to start again.
Okay. And that'll be done openly on the mailing list. You know, none of this.
That is the basic rule.
Because, you know, I'm profoundly worried by this whole idea that we don't do anything until it's perfect and that we spend ages doing stuff when what we have is so clearly not perfect that it's, you know, I mean...
I don't think that team was into this mentality.
Sure. I see this idea out there, though, that we should not do anything without discussing it at great, great length and, you know, it seems to me...
Yeah, that's the fantasy of some.
It seems to me to kill initiative and make progress impossible. So, yeah, okay. So the punchline is the Saudi team aren't doing anything because they're waiting for the French team to arrive back. The French team is this guy who fell off on a bike. Is that
There are really three guys, but he's really the one who's basically doing the planning and this and that and the other thing. I think the Saudi team is not so much waiting for somebody to come back, that they're waiting for an encouragement, and you know, I think they're just waiting for somebody to say, okay, let's do this, you know, now.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be totally leaderless, the website area. So yes, if everyone is sitting around waiting for someone to tell them what to do, you know.
I completely, you know, I will see myself that we have somebody who's taking charge on this.
Okay. But my concern is that, you know, we end up with people who feel that they don't need a leader, that they can go and do good things, and other people who feel that they shouldn't stop people doing things because they're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my two parallel concerns.
Well, I think we'll see how that pans out. we just need to start doing something, you know.
Sure.
Maybe it would help if we just make a list of the top 5 pain points, just to focus on that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'll still have this big, oh, we have to change all the website, blah, blah, blah. And just focusing on like 5 items might make things easier to get into.
Well, I mean, I love the idea of deprecating the initial site. You know, we've already hidden a chunk of it. The most common flow through the site is to go straight to the download page, you would hope. Can we not just increasingly savage and kill the old site and make it into this new thing? I mean, what is stopping other people than French, you know, people working on that?
There is just no such team who is willing to invest time in it. I mean, you know, last time I discussed with all good folks from the website team, they told me nothing was wrong.
So what is this new thingy actually based on? What technology is that?
It's the same technology. It's just a redesign, at least from the French team perspective.
So I don't think we need to change the technology. I think it's a complete red herring.
yeah.
It's just a recipe for endless delay. But we do need to actually improve the website, which is manifestly lame in dozens of ways. It seems to me, and inconsistent, and there's a wraparound stuff behind it, and there's loads of text that's impossible to maintain, and blah, blah, blah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to do?
So action item, me pinging the French that French team, knowing when they can be back to work, and trying to set the base for the first, for the kickoff, and in between try to determine who's going to lead this.
Charles, here's the thing. When I went to Saudi Arabia, Issa was eager to work on the website. He had motivation, he had passion, he has interest, he has competence. Yeah, he's got it, basically. I saw him arrive in the website, get sort of run into the ground immediately by this new website that was coming and wasn't there yet and no one else could work on and was developed in private and would at some stage appear. Given that it has now appeared, do you think it's possible that we could say, look, Issa, you know, there's no one else working on this, take it and run, improve it, let's get rid of the old stuff? Because, as I understand...
I have no problem about this. I have no problem about this. If he has the leadership and if he wants to do it, he should do it.
And can we provide some kind of political grunt on the website list as and when things start to change? No doubt there will be certain people going, no, it's changing. Can we strangle those quietly?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I don't think I'll be the one who will be able to just do that by myself. You know, I think we'll have to
try and jump in and co-strangle people. what are the things that need fixing? If we look at the website, let's just make a list of things to fix quickly. This main website thing, we should probably change to a legacy website or something. Old website. Yeah. We need
the first thing. The first thing that we should not be doing is to start to have an endless conversation about what should be done on the website. you know?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, not on the mailing list. Otherwise, we'll have the Drupal conspiracy and the people who like to do everything in the kitchen sink.
Yeah. So, contributing to it, it seems to me that there is no page that allows you to contribute to it. There is
no
click to contribute anywhere prominently. So, something to get involved, right? Prominent, get involved page. Page, button, whatever.
We also had this topic that while downloading, we should either show donate now or get involved, something like that.
Yeah.
I think that is essential because we have people like half a minute just waiting there and staring at their screen, doing nothing.
Yeah, and we're wasting those eyeballs.
Yeah, that's essentially every other advertiser would love this opportunity, and we're just wasting it.
Yeah, completely. The hope is that Christian might help us with fixing the download page, or someone might. We need to fix it. It's been like this for years. I can't believe people don't think there's a problem there. Can you? I mean, do you really think there's no problem? What world do you live in? Anyway, right, good. So, fix the download page. Interface while downloading. Anything else?
Nothing I think. Shall we go private?
Okay. Well, I'll mail Issa and ask him to look into that.
Yeah.
And presumably we'll have fun dealing with the website team, the zombie that is there that wants to stop change. Anyhow, good. Okay, I'll shut up now. I'm happy about websites. Do other people disagree? Is that needlessly aggressive? Good. Right. Anything else then for the public call? What's the annual report
Not
story?
Nice
Florian. Florian, are you with us still? Did you asphyxiate, die of coughing, mute yourself? We can't hear you.
Michael, we will put this annual report thing into the private.
Hello, can you hear me?
Ah, I can hear you now.
been trying to make myself audible for I don't know how long.
Ah.
That explains quite a lot.
Press
trying
button.
Again. So, Olivier, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here.
Good.
Can you hear Olivier as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Finally, oh God. So.
Yes, but I want to go back to the issue of the site. We have the photo shuffler on the donation page, which is still broken from 2 months right now.
Really? It works for me. I looked at that the other day.
It works for the English site. It doesn't work for the Brazilian or other national language site. It's really broken, and the solution they gave is not working for me.
Okay. Download site not working. This seems like something that we ought to fix, that we ought to get someone to fix. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've logged it as something to look into getting somebody to fix the website for. I think we can discuss that maybe in the private call.
Yeah.
I think there's really two parts to this. There's the look and feel and flashy design stuff, and then there's the boring infrastructural grunt side of it. Is that the reason?
I wanted to reply before, but obviously you couldn't hear me, so that explains why I didn't react.
Sure. What did you want to say, Florian?
I just wanted to say that I think we have two issues in parallel. One is certain targets like download page, like the feedback page, or work packages that can be done in a bunch, and the second thing is the overall design and functionality of the website. I think we have those two things that we could fix independent from each other.
Yes, completely. Okay.
Okay.
I lost Olivier again. It sucks. Technology. It's amazing.
How do you do it, Mike? Okay, well, should we go into the private call anyway? Or
yeah, just wanted to propose that. Let's do this in private.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Anything else for the public?
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
So here is here in the private call, just to get Olivier in again.
Yeah. Well, you told me. I mean, you need that for the final roll call, or
we didn't do any vote, so
yeah. So
okay.
Let's meet in private.
See you in private call then.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.